1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Do you watch Bering Sea Gold at all?
Well, I've watched it.
Have you watched it lately?
No.
The Kelly brothers, who are just totally dysfunctional, two brothers and their dad, run one of the dredgers. It's called the Reaper. It's a pontoon boat that's just been converted into a dredge.
Yeah.
And they do okay. They had a goal this year, and they hit their goal. Their goal was to make X amount of money. They always call it making gold. You know, you collect it, I think. You gather it. Got to go make gold. You're not making gold. You're finding gold.
That's just their little slang for it.
They all call it that. Really
making
bugs
gold.
Me. Really bugs me when they say
does?
Yeah, it does.
And yet you continue to watch the show.
I do. I push through.
Why bother?
You know why? Because I'm tolerant. That's why. All right, so the Kellys, they're up there in Alaska. Nome, Alaska. They've got their little they all look like pontoon boats that have been converted.
Is it a pontoon boat?
It's got pontoons that keep it afloat.
Not a big flat-bottomed barge?
Most of them, for the most part, have pontoons.
Okay.
It looks like they just stripped everything off.
What the advantage of that is?
I don't know.
Are they just old barrels that they welded into being pontoons? Pontoons can be kind of complicated. They've got bulkheads in them. And
sometimes they leak, right, yeah. I've seen it, yeah.
Sometimes they don't.
Right.
All right.
So they worked their asses off all summer, you know, busting their backs.
Making gold,
because they had a goal, and if they knew if they got X amount of gold, they could. There was this boat that his name is Chris. He's smarter than his dad and his brother Andy. Okay,
is that saying much or no?
He's a go-getter. He is the driving force. He tries to be positive. He's the guy who is all the wheeler dealer stuff. His dad is just a thief, basically. I've watched him steal gold from them on the show. You know, like, yeah, there it all is. From them, like when he's weighing it up, he'll like take, you know, gold and slip it.
Oh, like it's supposed to be the group's gold, but he has his own personal stash.
That was a few years ago. That was before Chris took over. And Andy is just an ill-tempered fan. You know, it's not really a thinker. Like Andy's first reaction to things is to get mad. Well, it's all their reactions. But anyway, they made enough money. They took in enough gold this past season to go. You know, they had this picture of this boat that they were working for. Chris did especially. The other two were like, I don't know what's wrong with this. But this was going to go from this pontoon boat to buying a ship. I mean, this was a ship.
Uh-huh.
It was nice. It looked good. He had a picture of it. So this week get in their truck and they drive to go look at this boat, and it's garbage. The picture had to be 30 years old. Because they're holding up the picture in front of the camera, dropping it down and going, picture, reality, picture, reality. So they're on the hunt for a new boat.
Would they really be surprised?
I don't know, but it was, you looked
what
at.
What town are they in?
Nome.
Okay.
Nome, Alaska.
Because I'm looking at video of, there's an aerial shot.
Yeah, that's the Kellys right there. The whole family fighting.
Fighting in a gravel road.
Yeah, the whole family fighting on a road.
Yeah.
All three of them. Yeah, that's the Kellys.
Who are they throwing rocks at there?
Another dredger.
Okay.
Somebody they thought had done them wrong.
Well, do they have dreams of riches or?
Well, they all do.
Is this just
a living? They all do. They all believe it or not, they're from, are you ready for this? Hawaii.
Really?
They came to Alaska to do this like 10 years ago.
Really?
Yes. They were living in Hawaii.
What do you suppose they were doing there?
That's what I was wondering, too. Were they running a bait and tackle shop or, you know, doing asphalt, whatever? But they all moved to...
Does this operation, does everyone's gold finding require somebody in a scuba outfit to go and work a hose down there and suck up dirt?
No.
Or do some people
the Palm Rankies have a big rig with a big scooper on it, and there's another guy up there too that does. There's two really big barges that generate a lot more gold than these guys do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the overhead is more fuel, crew, all that stuff.
I would think the overhead of scuba equipment would be pretty stiff.
Well, if you saw their equipment, you'd go, you're going to die down there. They don't have this state-of-the-art stuff. Uh-huh. It's no, it's a lot of electrical tape and duct tape. And I think there's a lot of, what's the stuff called? The guy is the
Flex Seal?
Flex Seal that's involved. Yeah. Hmm. They're just above sink. You know, the whole thing is just, we barely survive drowning and sinking every day is what it is.
Well, because you want the majority of your gold to go to finance your lavish lifestyle, right?
I haven't seen their houses or anything, so I don't know what the lavish lifestyle is, but I'll say this, they work hard. I mean, they're down there hours and hours and hours a day.
I get that. You know, there's a lot of people out there that work hard and don't get anywhere.
Yeah, well, and this is
because you're dealing with gold doesn't mean, you know.
Well, they like being their own bosses.
Yeah.
You know, it gives them that opportunity.
Yeah.
I just want, how regulated is that? I've never seen an Alaskan DNR boat come pulling up and going, let's see the life preservers. You know, let's get a look at this thing. What is this? What are you doing? I've never seen anybody have to go through inspection.
Well, and the other thing is, everywhere else you go, if you're going to take a scoop of dirt out of the earth, there's environmental impacts, and are you killing off some species?
They are licensed by the state. They can't go dig just anywhere they want.
Are you disturbing some oyster bed or some kind of habitat?
That was a big deal a couple of years ago. Yeah. They have their own claims. They get their own spots out there.
So they can dig like mad as long as it's...
It seems like it, yeah.
Do they have, like, satellite navigation
sure.
so they know where they are?
Yeah, but
there?
Here's the problem with satellite navigation. Like, they can be on a really hot spot, you know, just gold everywhere, and they won't want to leave. And I just think, well, just mark it and come back as the storm rolls in.
Uh-huh.
But what happens is when storms roll in on the Bering Sea, the spot that you were pulling gold up from could be under 10 feet of sand when you come back after
sure.
a storm. So it's pointless to go back. So you have to go find another hot spot where the sand has moved away.
Within your claim.
Well, there are some claims that are just public, like a public
really?
Park, and you can just go dig. And then there's others really? That, you know, you pay the state, this is my claim, get the hell out of here. So it depends how much money you want to spend at it. You know, do you have the money to buy your own claim? I mean, they're auctioned off. It's not like you apply for it. There's an auction every few years for areas.
That seems kind of, who prospects all these things? Who decides whether, do they just randomly think?
Like, prospect? What do you mean? You throw a hose in the water and you start sucking up rocks.
How do you know the spot where you are is going to pay off at all?
I've seen people out there going, this is money wasted. This is nothing but sand. We got nothing here.
I would think there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everyone would just be, you know, to get money, they'd go out and get a couple of scoops of dirt and cash it in.
Yeah. So, but the boat thing didn't work out. But it looked like they had a lead on another one, but we'll find out about that next season. So, paint. I just think paint would go a long way with us not being so hard on those people in Nome, to tell you the truth. Just paint something.
Are there other things, you know, higher up on the priority list than paint? Like, I don't know. Insulation, or
it seems like their whole life is when they can go out and get on the Bering Sea and jump in, like even when they're not on the water, it's all about, well, we got to go get this, we need, you know, they're rounding up the stuff for the next day. I understand it's incredibly time consuming and dangerous.
I suddenly have a weird yearning to go to Nome and just see how crappy it is.
I think you would.
Maybe there's nice parts.
Of Nome.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
We're off in a couple
no
weeks
idea.
Again. Yeah. Sure, flight to Alaska.
Where'd you go? Nome,
fairly
Alaska.
Cheap. But as far as regulations, I've never seen anybody be boarded or, you know, any boat pull up. Rock, I'm sure that you deal with more DNR when you're out with your family on a pontoon boat just taking in the scenery. Or, you know, you've got mother out with a glass of sherry showing her the fall colors.
Yeah, probably.
You know, you know where the cops are. You see them out there. Now, that's a lake. This is an ocean, so it's a little bit different.
Right.
But I've just never seen anybody.
Ocean is Coast Guard more than, right? Than it's not DNR.
Yeah, I guess, right, Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen them radio in, hey, this dude's on my claim. Come and get him off. You know, calling for help. But I've just never seen a boat randomly pull up. And, you know, you would think they could roll through the harbor and look at these vessels that they take out, you know, a couple miles out into
That's
the
a good
Bering
point,
sea.
Because yeah. if we have regulations to keep people safe, and this is the result of all those regulations, what are they really doing?
Now, again, do I want more government? I don't think I want more of them sniffing around more. No, but I'm just, you know, just the, I guess percentage wise, it's confusing to me, you know, as far as, you know, like if you go out to just any lake, pick a lake, Pewaukee, mm-hmm. you know, cops are out there, DNR's out there, they're buzzing around in their boat, checking things out.
Yeah.
Of course.
If you go a mile an hour over the limit in the channel, they're going right. to pull you over.
Right. Of course, they're not going to be water skiing behind the Reaper by someone's dock. I don't think, but like you said, it's all about keeping people safe, but do I want the government sticking their nose in more? No, not really.
I don't know. I'm watching video of Bering Sea Gold now. Nothing looks good.
It's not like Yellowstone where everything is beautiful.
Oh, it's the opposite.
Yeah. This is the anti-Yellowstone, right?
There's not much deck space on these dredgers.
There's no room. There's no room on them. No, they squeeze everything onto this
small. You're standing in one spot.
Yeah.
Or you're down in the bottom of the ocean sucking gold up with that big hose.
Yeah, and you're walking around stuff to go put gas in the compressor to keep the guy alive at the bottom of the ocean. You're stumbling around with a 5-gallon, you know, container gas.
See, I would look at that and say, wow, to put up with that, the payoff must be enormous.
It's really not. I mean, it's they.
Why would you come from Hawaii to do that?
Well, they thought they were going to get rich. Yeah. They still do. They still have visions of that in their head. Now, not only do you have to have a compressor up there,
fighting? Was there a diver fight?
Yes, that was the Kellys. Yes, that was his big dumb brother, Andy, fighting underwater with another diver.
Underwater. You can't really land a punch.
No. Sea hunts with Lloyd Bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah, they thought those guys were getting a little bit close because they were there first. Hmm. And Andy didn't really care for it. So it's.
That seems really childish, the I was here first thing. Was it a public land thing where you could just go and.
Well, there's nothing to prevent. Yeah, there's nothing to prevent that, but it's bad form in the mining world. Like, you don't just go pull up on somebody. Because you know that if somebody's been in a spot for a few hours, you're going, well, they're on gold.
Yeah.
You know, they're otherwise, you don't stay there. You just pull up and move along.
Well, if there's gold there, why don't we go over and get some? I've seen the same thing in Wicked Tuna.
Yeah. But only
you get
okay.
too close to someone else.
Yeah, they can't. They
but
can't
they're
come
there
over.
Because they're you know getting fish.
They can come over. They did, and then they were attacked by Andy Kelly, the undersea diver, to
Who
get
had
away.
The law on their side.
The law. We were here first.
Yeah. Well,
that just being the. Is that what we're going by? That's
no,
the law?
No, I mean real law, actual
Who
law.
Has the law?
Yeah.
Everybody has the right to be there. It's like parades when you put up tape or you put a folding chair out or a lawn chair out the night before. Yeah. If you come back the next day and somebody's sitting there and your chair is pitched back behind them, hey, we had our chairs there.
Yeah.
So what?
It means nothing to
yeah,
me.
It's not, yeah.
It's not the law.
Right. So law? I don't know. There's courtesy, right?
Sure.
And there's our norms and our values, yeah. right? You know, that govern us sometimes. But you know, sometimes people don't care about that. They don't care that you were there last night at 10 o'clock putting out lawn chairs for the parade that starts at 9 o'clock this morning.
But, you know, there's also, when you talk about courtesy, there's also, you know, the anti-hogging it movie.
Yeah.
Right, you're hogging it.
Hogging it.
Well, you can't possibly mine all of this. You have one hose, I have a hose. I'm 100 yards away from you. That's your spot, this is my spot.
What gives you the right to just glom all of this? This is public territory. You're hogging it.
Exactly.
Where's
the line between hogging it?
That's why justice has those scales. Always have to balance things like that. Hogging it versus here first. That's what's on one side of the scale, hogging it. On the other side of the scale, I was here first.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the, you know, when you talk about the courtesies, well.
I would say the law was on the side of the people who showed up later. There's no law that says you can't pull up there, but there are mining, you know, like miners have their own. Hey, sure. That's not cool, man. You don't jump in when somebody's got a hot spot.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
But if it goes to court, the guy that's breaking the law by being violent on someone else is
he's
the one in trouble.
Well, then there was an underwater attack, Your Honor. Oh, so hogging it here first, underwater attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to side with Mr. Hogging It on this.
You think you would? I think in a court of law.
Hogging it is bad.
Who hears
hogging
this?
Hogging it is bad. But and on the other hand, if you're the little red hen and you go out and do all the work and you find where the gold is and you start harvesting it up, what right does someone else have to come in there?
Let's say you are down on the ocean floor with a big hose with a tube stuffed in your wetsuit to keep you warm, to keep you alive down there. And it's exhausting, I'm sure. It's exhausting being down there, moving rocks, dragging that hose around, just the resistance of being underwater, all that, the danger that goes along with it. And you find a hot spot. You're down there cleaning it up. And here somebody comes right over by you with another hose.
Have you been down there? Up
and
someone approaching.
Throwing her anchor down.
Right. Hey, what are you doing here?
How do you feel about that? You were down there doing all the work, finding this.
What if, you know, it wouldn't be underwater, you wouldn't be having this discussion, but...
Well, they can communicate with the boat up top.
Yeah, but
they can
talk.
At some
point, the guy says, well, but my method of finding gold is to just watch everyone else. And when someone looks like they're successful, and I don't know how you determine that.
They've been there for a while.
I go over nearby.
How nearby? 100 yards? 200 yards? What's the deal? Mm-hmm. How far away? Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. I've watched it long enough, and I really don't know. There's a visual where you go, that boat's pretty close.
Yeah.
You should be a little further that way. But the gold is here. I don't care. I was here first, but you don't get to hog it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're hogging all the gold. In the spot. Go find your own spot.
You know, the Magna Carta, you know, it's like, ooh, this is when, you know, the rights of non-royals, you know, started to be, what rights do we have? A lot of that was about fishing, which was, hogging it versus here first.
Mm-hmm. I love the hogging.
It's a juvenile term, but... No matter how much lipstick you put on that pig. It's still, that's what they're doing at the highest levels of law, is trying to figure out who's hogging it, who is there first. All that kind of juvenile crap.
True.
They just use bigger words.
Sure.
Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've shined it up. Like I say, lipstick on a pig.
Right. Yeah.
They've tried to make it seem lofty and worthwhile.